Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixitupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style, life, and pretty much anything people will tolerate me talking about. Don't Mix In, episode 10. All right, today we are going to talk about my take on layering for curves. All right, let's hold that thought for a minute so we can hear about one of my sponsors. Hey, so if you're like me, finding a place to eat is a project. Either, you know, I'm in downtown LA or Pasadena, I'm trying to figure out where can I eat and want to phone a friend, right? So infatuation is that friend. Infatuation helps you find the right restaurants for any situation. So I looked up finding a place for brunch. They had it. If I wanted to get a meal for under $10, they got that too. And you know, I'm on a budget, so I'm into that list. So infatuation has you covered for any situation. So if you ever needed a place to eat, but you don't want to go through all those reviews that are, they could be, you know, a little unreliable too, go ahead and hit up theinfatuation.com or download their free app for iOS and Android to search thousands of restaurant reviews and guides in 22 major cities around the world. Or let Infatuation do the work for you by sending them a text to 64560. Again, 64560. And so you can go ahead and talk to a real person that way that will respond to you and try to figure out the restaurant that's perfect for whatever you're trying to get into. So go ahead, check out theinfatuation.com or text the code 64560. Okay, so it's gotten cooler outside. We're done with all the summer outfits and it's fall. And right about now, it's actually around Thanksgiving. So by the time I publish this, though, I think it'll be right after Thanksgiving. Anyway, so it's time for some layering. So the problem I have with layering when you have curves is that you got to be careful that your outfit doesn't end up with too much volume. You don't have too much bulk because of the different layers. And this is based on a blog post on mixitupwithcurves.com called How I Layer with Curves. And I'll be talking about an outfit that I have on that post and kind of how I did some layering with that particular outfit. So let's get back to the layering. So the problem that I have, not only like if it looks really bulky and too much volume, but what are the things I'm always talking about? Comfort and fit. And so what can happen when the layers are too thick or it's just, you know, just too much, then I feel uncomfortable and then I don't feel like I can move. And then what happens is I end up not wanting to wear that outfit or that piece or those pieces together. So what I wanted to talk about is kind of what I've developed in terms of how I do layering around this time of the year, where I still can have some of the effect of layering without the volume and bulk. So what I've noticed over the years is what I like about layering is how it adds visual interest to an outfit. So what do I mean? It just, when you add different layers, you're changing the feel of an outfit with different textures, right? Maybe different kind of thickness of fabric or the type of fabric. And so what I look for is creating that like texture and balance in an outfit. And so the outfit that I have in this blog post, you'll see the dress kind of has like a satiny feel. It's like a teal color, like a jewel tone. And then I have a coat from H&M. The dress is from Who What Wear from Target. And the coat is from H&M. And the coat kind of has this wool look to it. And it's not as flowy as the dress. Okay. So my take on layering is more about visual interest, right? But if it's cold, you guys just put on a coat and a scarf and then knock it off. But if you're looking for a certain look you want to develop with layering and it can keep you warm, I have about three tips on how to do that. And basically what we're going to do is kind of deconstruct the outfit I put together on this blog post on mixitupwithcurves.com. So let's go ahead and get into it. The first tip is wearing your coat over your shoulders. So why I like doing this, it still keeps you warm, but it doesn't like add a lot of bulk and volume to your outfit. and you still can move a bit. And I think it looks kind of classy. However, so funny. So I research my blog posts whenever I'm going to do a post. I kind of see what's out there. Apparently, people are so annoyed. Well, it's not all people. Some people are very annoyed by the coat over the shoulders look. I saw a few articles online where they're like, that needs to stop. Put it on or off. So I don't know. So I guess check in with your family and friends to see if you're going to be eternally annoying them with the coat over the shoulders. Otherwise, I think it looks good. Add some movement to the outfit. And it keeps you warm. It's kind of like having a cape a little bit. But again, doesn't add a lot of bulk and volume to an outfit. And so you can still move. And I think it looks pretty nice draped over your shoulders. So if you go on this post on mixupwithcurves.com, how I layer for curves, you'll see that this coat is not too thick. I think if it's a little thicker, it may kind of look like you're weighed down. But, you know, just depends on the style of the coat. And this one that I have is a bit longer as well. So I think that looked nice with the dress, which is a midi style. So I think about like the length of the coat and the length of the dress and that sort of thing, so that it looks balanced when you do the, you know, kind of draping it over your shoulder. And I guess just check too, are people super annoyed by it too? So that you don't piss people off with your draping of the coat vibe. Okay, so tip number two is to add accessories or shoes with some texture. So for this outfit, I have some real like funky animal print boots that I got from Target, actually. And they're like a cylinder heel. That's what they're described as, you know, online. And they're a little high, so I was a little worried that I might fall. But they look cool. And they kind of have this fur-ish vibe, kind of velvety vibe with an animal print. So with that satiny dress and then the coat, it looks great, adds a nice texture to it. I sometimes maybe will do like a fur clutch, especially around this time of year. There's all kinds of different furry stuff out there. So like fur or quilted texture, I think adds a lot of visual interest to an outfit, but it's not adding bulk or volume to your look. The other thing I also add for texture would be like some tights. I have, I don't know, like maybe like 5 different black tights. I haven't had any ones with different texture designs. I just haven't done that in a couple years or so. But I feel like that's kind of cool too if you have a really basic dress and then you try some tights with some texture in it. So I'll probably have a post coming up talking about tights and some recommendations for ones that help you out with your curves and feel comfortable and don't do the whole rolling down thing, which is so annoying. But anyway, so yeah, tights, shoes, purses. So looking at accessories to add the balance and visual interest instead of adding volume to your outfit. Okay, so tip number three is combining different fabrics and elements for balance. So what I mean by that is, like I already mentioned, this Who What Wear dress is kind of like a satiny feel to it. And then you add the kind of more structured look of the coat and the fabric being a little thicker, right? And then I also have a purse that's from Who What Wear that is kind of boxy and has a chain for the strap. So that also adds another element and contrasting with the rest of the outfit. So what I would do if you're trying to kind of figure out how to do some of the layering with the items you already have in your closet, I would just mess around with stuff, put it together, look in the mirror, see how it feels, move around a little bit in it to see if there's some movement. You want to make sure that you're not creating something that's going to, an outfit that's too boxy or a little too unstructured. So that's what I'd be looking for, something kind of loose with something structured, something kind of soft with something kind of stiff. So look through all of your stuff and you'll be surprised. You'll be able to create some things, some outfits that are pretty interesting. And you'll be layering and you won't be feeling like the Michelin man, right? That's the goal. You don't want to be feeling like, whoa, I feel really uncomfortable. So I would do that. And another source, I think, of inspiration, I go on Pinterest. I find a lot of ideas on there on just people putting together, you know, wearing coats in different ways. So I would just, whatever coat you have, I would, you know, go ahead and punch it in and then see what comes up and start creating like your mood board so that you'll have another way to wear your clothes and layer in different ways to create that visual interest. And I'm just going to pause for a moment and talk about Pinterest because I feel like I get a lot of ideas off of Pinterest. And, you know, although I get inspiration from Instagram and the people I follow and that sort of thing, and my Instagram, if you want to follow me, is Mixed Up With Curves. If you don't, that's okay. But if you do, there it is. But with Instagram, I feel like I can't focus, right? You start doing other things going on at people's stories and then you're like, oh, this is what they're eating. And I'm like, wait, this isn't helping me. So although I do save some things on Instagram, like outfit ideas, I feel like Pinterest, I just get more ideas for outfits there. And I like how you can create your boards and that sort of thing. So that's my little plug for Pinterest because I feel like it's still a good source of ideas for outfits, especially for curves. I feel like there's a lot of things on there that you can just check out. And you can just build your outfit from there. And I like that also I can just keep some things through the seasons and separate it by season. So when I'm kind of in a rut, I can go back and go, ooh, that's right. I'm going to do that for, you know, fall, winter. Want more information? Go ahead and head over to mixupwithcurves.com. I am going to link this blog post that this episode is based on, how I do layering with curves. It'll be in the show notes link for you. So you can go on there and you can see the dress from Who What Wear and the coat and the purse and the boots that I almost fell in, but I made it okay. And I'm going to link my Pinterest because I feel like you might be able to go over there and get your own ideas on how you can start or just kind of refresh your Pinterest board. Anyway, all right, so if you like what you're hearing, go ahead and subscribe and leave me a comment so I know what you like, what you don't like, and also check out my Patreon if you're really liking the content I'm developing. Everything's on a budget, people, even this podcast, so you can contribute and help me to continue to create the content that makes sense for you. And remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.